At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
We welcome you back in. It's our third and final hour of VSiN Primetime presented by BetMGM. Sean King's ready.
Third and final hour.
On a Friday, so a final show of the week for us
Man. Hydrate a little bit after the show.
Well, you speak for yourself.
Stop by South Point, grab me one of those top of the line hot dogs over there next to the sports book and
have yourself a night.
That's right.
Unfortunately, you can only speak for yourself because I'm doing a Lombardi line tomorrow morning. We're on the air at 7 a.m. So
just pull an all nighter, man. Go hard or go home, Ben.
I'm not you, all right? I'm an old man. I'm 29, all right? I can't do those things anymore. He's Sean King, the former quarterback. I'm Ben Wilson in for Tim Murray. Tim and Sean back reunited on Monday. We go, speaking of the South Point, and Chris Andrews, who runs the sports book over there. I said during the break, so I got to talk to Vinny Maliulo earlier today, hosting Lombardi Line. Now we get to talk to Chris Andrews, and I told that to Chris, and he goes, "Lucky you," and only the way you could do that, Chris. So great to have you on. How's everything over there at the shop?
Yeah. I'm doing fine, but you gotta set your goals in life a little higher. I gotta.
Okay.
No, you got to. You're an established core foundation of this space. So, I mean, you're somebody, you're a celebrity. I mean, what do you call it when you write like a best-selling author? Is that the category Chris is in as well?
I mean, yeah.
I'm not best-selling, but I'm selling. How's that sound?
Okay, yeah.
Well, if you sold one, you sold more than me, so.
Okay, well, I have done that.
Fair statement. Adel Fosmu is the new book from Chris Andrews, and I even got the pronunciation right. You know, I'm a play-by-play guy. Like,
I got pretty close.
I feel like I did better.
I can see Ben's house, Chris, with like sticky like note stuff posted everywhere with like the hyphen in the right place on how to pronounce all these names.
He's a professional.
That's unfair, Sean. I resent that statement only a little bit, but not.
Meanwhile, I just butcher the names and apologize right after.
that's how Sean does it. All right, Chris. So I've heard a couple people reference this stretch of the college basketball season as sort of the dog days of summer, if you can really call it that, for colleges, because you see so many teams they have one eye on March. I think a lot of bettors have one eye on March. We're tired of the regular season. We want conference tournaments. We want March Madness. How has that impacted the handle now that college basketball is really the premier sport going on right now, but we're not quite there yet to the promised land of March?
No, I got to tell you, it's been pretty slow today. You know, I'm looking at, we had some business on the Xavier Seton Hall game, which is a pretty good game, really. But other than that, we haven't had much. And I'd be lying if I told you it was any more than that. It just really isn't. And, you know, the NBA did a little bit of business, but, you know, just nothing too serious today.
I'll be honest with you. If you want business to pick up, Chris, put all the hockey totals at 5.5.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would yeah, that would do it. I'd have to go to the airport, though, to get all the finals. And I'd have to get the next plane out. So, you know, I don't think I'm going to try that right now.
It's amazing because, I mean, as recent as what, maybe 4 years ago, I mean, the normal total was 5, 5.5, and now – I mean, it's ballooned to 6, 6.5, and you find 7s a whole lot of times.
Well, I remember the Gretzky days, you know, when we'd see an occasional 8 on a game. Now, we haven't gone that far yet, but, you know, even back in the old days when, you know, we used to say a 6.5 was an automatic over. You couldn't bet under 6.5. Now we see plenty of 6.5s and plenty of guys betting over, and we still get the occasional 5.5s, but, you know, we see 7s now on games. And, you know, that's just that really was unheard of for about 20 years, really. You know, but the game's opening up a little bit, and I think that's good. There are a lot of skill position players that have realized how to put the puck in the back of the net.
Speaking of things that have changed, we were talking, Sean and I, about how Giannis Antetokounmpo out of nowhere comes back. He's in tonight. I'm sure, and it's funny, that's like the, you know, to the good, right? If you're talking about superstars, where Giannis is a guy who wants to play, if he is able to physically suit it up, he almost certainly will. The exception to the rule in the NBA, and a night where the Bucks are, what, 1.5-point favorites, all of a sudden they go up to 6.5, basically on a whim with him being boosted up. But how much difficult has your job become booking NBA from the overall stars perspective now compared to where we were even just a few years ago?
Yeah, you talk about that game, and I'm looking. We did have a 1.5. That's what we opened. We're 5.5 now. They took a little bit of 6 off us, you know. But yeah, that was something that, you know, a couple decades ago was really unheard of to have these planned absences. I mean, injuries are always going to be a part of the game, But when this thing started, it's just become so prevalent. You know, really, we hardly put up any games overnight anymore, you know, because there's just too much of this that happens really on a daily basis. And, I understand from some point of view for load management, but, you know, something has to be done. And I'll tell you what, you know, listen, you know, this is, of course, a gambling show, and that's what we have to keep the focus on. But how about if you're, you know, a parent, you're going to take, your wife and 2 kids to the game, it's going to probably cost you about $1,000. All of a sudden you show up. Got a couple players for the team that you want to see, whether it's, you know, LeBron or Antetokounmpo or somebody like that, and all of a sudden isn't in the lineup because they just feel like resting them that day. You know, I think that's terrible for the game. So they have to figure something out, and I'm not sure exactly what it is because I don't think they're going to cut down the number of games. But, something ain't going to fly here. I don't know. It doesn't work. I've got to tell you real quick, we went years ago, Jimmy Vaccaro and I and a couple other guys, we went to L.A. to go see, we want to see Kobe Bryant. We knew it was, you know, his last couple years. There's no way Kobe was sitting out. You know, that's just his mentality.
Yeah.
Kobe was going to play, you know, and we never had that worry to think, oh, maybe Kobe's going to sit out this one. There's no chance. No, he was going to play. And that thought never crossed our mind. But now it kind of has to, you have to think about it, not with Kobe, obviously, but, with other guys who, it's really kind of become standard procedure.
Chris Andrews, South Point Sportsbook Director here on VSiN Primetime. Chris, I got a question because they got through their first weekend, and then, of course, the Battle Hawks went to a 2-0 team yesterday. What kind of action have you seen on the XFL, if any, and do you think it changes as people get a little more familiar with the product?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll pick up. The couple things working here, though. You know, first of all, nobody knows what really the key numbers are. You know, because you can go for 1, you can go for 2, you can go for 3 on an extra point. So it's not like, you know, 3 and 7 are such key numbers yet. You know, I mean, I think right now you have to look at how some of this stuff's going to work. And, you know, the action kind of promotes more action. So sometimes you have a game and you go to 3 to 3.5. All of a sudden, you know, the guys come in. All of a sudden they can't imagine getting that extra half point. Well, now I'm not sure what half points mean what in this league. And, you know, we're only 2 weeks into it. And we've taken money on every game, you know, but nothing to sweat, Sean. Let me just put it that way. You know, I got way more money on the Marshall Old Dominion game than I do on probably the entire USFL or XFL, whatever they call it.
Marshall, one of three teams in that conference, UAB and FAU being the other. A lot of people like, from a future standpoint, and what people view as a wide-open college basketball March Madness.
Well, I think something's going to come out of nowhere, but, you know, I don't know who that team is. FAU, I hear a lot of guys talking about them. I really haven't a chance to see them much, but I think somebody's going to come out of nowhere and make a big run. But of course, you can say that almost every year. The trick is to find out which team that is, you know. And, you know, I really don't know, but I think this is a wide-open tournament. And, again, I could be saying that for the last 20 years in a row at least.
I do like the Owls, Sean, especially if they're in a 10-seed range. That's a really
solid
spot. They're
athletic. They got multiple guys that can put the ball in the basket. Those teams are dangerous.
Hey, I'll be betting more on that on that Seattle Grand Canyon game tonight than any XFL game. So
I got an interesting NFL question for you, Chris. When free agency is about to hit, how on the edge of your seat are you trying to be ahead of where Aaron Rodgers or Derek Carr or one of these guys is going to end up? Or do you just kind of, you know, not necessarily don't care, but just when it happens, you'll adjust?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, when it happens, we'll adjust. But, you know, I did get some money on the Jets. And, you know, I think a lot of people were anticipating, you know, either Carr or Rodgers going to wind up there. You know, we took a big bet on Denver the other day. I think, you know, guys are thinking that Sean Payton's really going to help Wilson an awful lot. Now, he's not one of these free agents that you're talking about. And then we took some money on the Raiders, too. Now, some of it was them being the home team here. But a lot of other people, I think there is some chatter that Rodgers, you know, may show up in Las Vegas. And, you know, you can see why. And, you know, so, yeah, I've taken money on, you know, some of those teams. But, you know, Sean, a little bit of both. You know, I mean, mostly I'm going to wait and see who they want to bet. And you got to remember, we're going to have so much money on these futures, you know, by the time the dust settles, you know, next year. I remember this time, probably last year, I was sweating Buffalo. You know, everybody thought Buffalo was like automatic in the Super Bowl. But by the time the season ended, we were in great shape with Buffalo. And then, of course, the Tampa Bay stuff, the news came out that Brady was coming back. And, you know, a lot of money showed there. And some guys got some great prices. Didn't wind up profitable for them, I guess. But, you know, I mean, that's just, we're going to have so much money on this thing by the time, you know, the end of the season rolls around. It's nothing really for me to sweat right now.
And it all works out at the end of the day. Chris Andrews from the South Point Sportsbook Director over there at Andrews Sports joining us right now on VSiN Primetime. The favorite topic, I know you just love NFL draft season as a bookmaker every single year. What is the timeline looking like this year as far as when you plan to start posting numbers on an event that is, I know, the bane of your existence every year?
I'm not going to post it. How's that sound? You know, I'm sorry. You know, I know a lot of other guys are in town going to post it, and they can have at it. I'm not going to do it. You know, it's just been a money loser for us every single year. And, you know, unless Mr. Gaughan insists on I put it up, I'm just not going to use it. I, you know, it's just one of those things where I just don't feel like handing out money. It seems like that's what happens every. It seems like that's what's actually happened every single year.
I think that's a great solution. Then it's nice that Mr. Gaughan allows
me to do
that. I don't
feel like just handing out money.
I respect that, Chris. Go check out his new book, by the way, if you haven't. It's next on my list. Eldo Flusmu, now available. He has an Amazon link on his pinned tweet there at Andrew Sports. Chris, great to catch up with you. Appreciate the time as always.
All right, talk to you soon. Thanks a lot, guys.
Absolutely.
See you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Sean needing some rallies on the pucks tonight. We'll update that next. Also, what are we looking at for some of the value on the night card? There's some interesting games. Russell Westbrook's debut for the Clippers. We'll discuss that next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM is all of your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. We welcome you back on VSiN Prime Time. The one update I was looking at, Sean, thinking about the Knickerbockers when they were down big early, 7.5 live, got up to within 4 at the half.
Oh,
64-60.
Yeah, you were all worried at 44-29. And I was like, you got them exactly where they want them.
Yeah.
Now, they could very easily be down 20 at the end of the third, or they could be up 15.
Sure.
The volatility that exists in that regular season.
Knicks, who were very popular money line underdog play tonight, were bet from 2.5 all the way down to 1-point underdogs on the road against Washington. 64-60 Wizards at the half right now. Knicks, though, laying 1 point for the second half, so catching 3 there for the game. Hawks all over Cleveland right now, up 17 early second quarter, with the expectation that a hiring of Quinn Snyder as head coach is going to be imminent. And so much for the Bucks maybe being a little bit rusty. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he plays, and he has been extremely effective. He and the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks put up 42 in the first quarter on Miami. How about them apples, Sean?
Yeah. Giannis is a different breed in a good way.
I would say so.
Every team wishes they had a Giannis.
BP, how about Bobby Portis off the bench? 10 points in 5 minutes for Bobby Portis, who also has been he's been sidelined. He's been a sneaky piece for the Bucks off the bench. So that's a really nice addition to get him back into the fold. And so the Bucks lead at 42-32 at the end of one, laying 10 points now live. They close 5.5-point favorites. So I don't know. Maybe that's where I would look for the middle if I took had I taken a Bucks opener number of -1.5 before the Giannis news was announced. Maybe.
Well,
8.5 points right there.
By the way, the Panthers are playing like they're the team that's on the second game of a back-to-back, and
they just gave up.
Not the Sabres.
Looked like a soft goal from your guy Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
Oh, he dropped he had the stick knocked out of him.
So what happens when you panic under pressure? Obviously, it looks like just happened.
Even though I'm from Wisconsin, I've never played hockey.
I do have the Maple Leafs on a power play.
There we go. Get it done. I've curled. I have not played hockey. Big curling guy.
Really? Yeah,
Tim
Murray tweeted out some foolishness about this time a year ago or five years ago. He was at some kind of curling event. Like, come on, man.
In defense of Tim, that was probably probably the greatest single curling event in U.S. Olympic history.
Oh, so you're back in this play?
It was John Schuster's.
So you actually spend your money to go watch people massage the ice.
You're throwing stones at houses.
An oversized puck, you know, slowly slides down the
stone,
ice.
Sean.
Yeah, this sounds like, I mean, geez.
I was a vice skip in high school, right?
The other person can't even like knock. Well, yeah, they can.
Okay, here's the 30-second thing on the U.S. curling. They were the laughingstock of Olympic curling.
Mm-hmm.
John Schuster somehow was the skip, the captain, even though his career had been basically a failure outside of one bronze medal in 2006. Giant underdogs. They pull off one of the biggest upsets in curling history. In the final, they make it to the finals, which was a huge upset, and then they beat the Swedes on an unbelievable takeout shot by John Schuster in the ninth end, and they won the gold medal for the U.S. in 2018. And okay. I stayed up. I watched it. It was like at 2 a.m.
I got a break in the Buffalo game, too. They disallowed the goal because Buffalo was offsides. They're trying to cheat.
So you let me talk about curling for 30 seconds, and you got a break on the ice. See,
I'm very impressed by the depth of knowledge. But hey, you and Tim are the only people in the world that care about curling, outside of the actual players and their parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably not that wrong.
Curlers don't have groupies.
Oh, no.
Right.
No.
They don't have fanatics.
But it's a fun sport to play because you can drink beer.
I'm cool. I can't ice skate. I'm fine.
Well, you don't need to ice skate.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you don't?
It's on the ice.
You put on like a rubber slip on the bottom of your shoe.
I saw what they put on. It's like it's a form of ice skating, just without the skates.
Right. But you're coordinated. You're a professional athlete. You can do it.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
You were thinking about how Russell Westbrook's impact is going to impact the Kings-Clippers game tonight.
Yeah, I saw we got a number on his prop.
We have some props.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook, 15.5 points tonight in his debut. This is the marquee game of the night. I'm coming up 10:40 on the East Coast in about 2.5 hours. Clippers now laying 7, pretty much market-wide at BetMGM. It's still 6.5 at home against the Sacramento Kings. As far as the injury report for the whole day, it's pretty much clean. And so, you know, I'm a little surprised that the Clippers are laying that much against a Kings team that has been game live all season, getting no respect in the market, the third seed in the West. But from the Russ standpoint, 15.5 seems like a fair number.
If I could get a guarantee on how many minutes he's going to actually play, because game flow matters. If they're down big or they're up big, then he's probably not going to play the second half. Where is he in the rotation? If he doesn't get off to a hot start.
He's expected to start, by the way, tonight.
Yeah, the Clippers have no shot. If he starts, I like him though from an individual player prop. I like the opportunity to go over more so if he starts.
So he's averaging about 16 points a game this year, and that is coming in 28.5 minutes. So I thought the workload would be less. I would have said in the 22 to 25 minute range.
The one thing I will say that kind of would make me lean over is the Clippers want to prove that it was the Lakers, not Russ. Russ wants to prove that it was the Lakers, not Russ. So the motivation is there, player and team, for him to look good, highlight him, spotlight him.
I get it.
So I can see him having a big game. But again, it comes down to can Russ actually make a jump shot at this point.
Right. Well, it's like when Kyrie Irving goes to Dallas and we all sit there and go, what are these idiots doing? There's no way this works long term. You could tell they right away wanted to prove Kyrie Irving was in a good mental state, was ready to be a team player. And he and Luka Doncic, the first two games when they were together, pre-All-Star break, they went off. Yeah. Now, they didn't stop anybody, but it didn't matter. They could just outscore everyone.
By the way,
the numbers were great. So you could see a similar thing happening, right, with Russ.
By the way, Mavericks covered all numbers yesterday. Never in doubt. Luka Kyrie, baby.
I gave you that little look like you're laying 13.5
I said it didn't matter.
I mean, not
the only game I missed in the NBA yesterday was the Cavs.
And they were right there.
Yeah.
Coin flip.
I thought when they went up 5 with I think it was under 3 minutes left. I was like, okay, I think they're going to go ahead and close this out. But hey, man, Jokic. That's how you say his name.
Sorry,
my bad.
I'm helping you, play by play guy.
I hit another goalpost in the Panthers game.
I was looking at points plus assists as well for Westbrook if you wanted to go down that route. You're just not. Was that a Stahl brother who
missed another open net here in the Panthers Sabres game.
The goalie's down for
good. I hope he's out because he's playing too good.
Maybe why are there multiple men lying on the ice cradling the goalie?
I'm pretty sure Buffalo's going on the power play now too. So
that looked very dangerous. Westbrook is 21.5 on the points plus assists. So that's an alternative where because like, we know Prime Russ. I mean, he's going to want to distribute, and he wants to make sure. Like he's and he's even with his poor usage rate this year, he's still at 7.5 assists a game.
I feel better if it was points and rebounds.
Really? Okay. He's at about 6 rebounds a game.
But I mean, in triple double, you have to get double digit assists too. That's what he averaged for 2 years.
Yeah.
In the regular season.
Yeah. I'll pull up those points, rebounds, assists. Because you can tell, you've got that look in your eye, like you're like, I'm betting something.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull the trigger. I didn't.
26 and a half on the points, rebounds, assists, 10-1 triple double is what our producer Britton Hess is telling me in my ear. I would, you know what, the double double is actually, like I could see from a stat perspective, like +360 is actually, like if you're of that viewpoint that he's got something to prove, game flow against a Kings team that is really good but struggles to play defense. The number is at BetMGM is +320, but you can find +360 in the market. That's probably, if I was really taking a, I'm not going to do it, but if I really wanted to have some fun and go crazy on my Friday night after I visit Sean King's Cigar Lounge.
I've got a question for you. Are people not respecting the Sacramento Kings enough?
Of course they're not. I mean, it's the, what was the quote back in the early
2000s? Right now, the third best record in the West, but everybody just kind of, it'll come back down to earth.
Ever since Phil Jackson called him a cow town in the 2002 Western Conference Finals, that's kind of how people look at him.
Yeah.
It's unfair. Disrespect. They have Domantas Sabonis, one of the dominant big men from both an offensive and defensive standpoint, that is the only modicum of defense they have, and yet is so good distributing the ball from his inner post position and also finishing around the rim.
Yeah, that trade really worked out for Sacramento.
Yes. Yes.
People thought they gave up too much to Indiana, the guard. I'm drawing a blank on his name that plays for the Pacers now. Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah. Why would you give up Halliburton? This has really worked out in the Kings' favor.
And Sabonis is not only versatile, but he's durable, which, honestly, in today's NBA, for a superstar, is probably the best adjective you can have next to your name. You actually play. So, Sacramento, like catching 7 tonight against a Clipper team that's been up and down. The only hesitation I would have with pulling the trigger is when the Clippers have been at full strength. You have Kawhi Leonard, Paul George in. I mean, they're on-off numbers. When it's Leonard and George, it's kind of scary.
Right.
And that's why the betting market is going that high, because they're putting up top-of-the-league numbers with those two specifically on the floor. And you assume everything's going to look rosy for one night with Westbrook.
True.
I don't know how it will
tonight's
look for
the night.
10 nights. But
let's go, Russ.
+360 double-double.
Cook, Russ. Russell
Westbrook. That's one form of Russ cooking. When we come back, speaking of a little NFL dig there, Russell Wilson, we'll go back to the NFL. Some draft topics. There's a new market available. We'll discuss. It's on Bijan Robinson, the Texas running back, next.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN is excited to announce the launch of 3 new live shows to cover the dynamic sports betting markets like no one else can, with some fresh concepts and pairings as we head into a new season of sports. VSiN will continue to deliver all the news, analysis, and insights you've come to expect from your favorite team of sports betting experts. Check out the new lineup starting on Monday. We're not going anywhere, though. VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King. I'm Ben Wilson, in for Tim Murray tonight, but you guys are comfortable.
Tim's somewhere watching American Curling.
American curling. That'll be international curling to you. John, I guarantee you, Wes Reynolds, who just walked in the studio, also knows what I'm talking about when John Schuster pulled off the greatest Olympic
Wes,
upset of all time, 2018 Pyeongchang.
You and Wes both look like 600-page book readers.
Or mahogany, rich mahogany, leather-bound books. That's what I like to do that late at night, reading.
How long did it take you to read the book?
The David Marinus book of it's Path Lit by Lightning, by the way, Jim Thorpe. It took me, I probably started second week in January, and I just finished it. So like over a month. Hey, you grind out like 20 pages a night, Sean.
Oh my goodness.
They say you don't want to be on your phone. It's for your brain to be on your phone or watching TV like right before bed. So you don't just.
I'm the opposite. Yeah, I can't sleep without like either my iPad or the TV.
Not good for you, man.
Well,
you play in the NFL, so
been doing it for 45 years.
you're looking good. You're still doing the thing. I realize it probably looks a little counterintuitive.
I'm just a night owl though, so like, I have to way I can fall asleep. Like, especially if it's before like midnight.
Yeah, I get to like 10:30, and my body's like, all right, we're done. We've had a good run today.
Oh
we're
no,
done.
I'm
we're
just
shutting down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Battery's juiced at that point of the night. Yeah.
See, we can coexist. Mm-hmm. We have new.
Although I'm shutting down today. I don't know what's going on.
It's a Friday. We do have new draft markets. That's the one thing that can get us excited this time of year, when you get new draft markets. And they're slowly but surely starting to populate for the NFL draft. The latest one, I find it interesting that maybe just because it's a Texas running back and he was a popular name, but that we only have one player offered right now in the market. And this is from DraftKings, just on a specific player and which team will draft him. And that's Texas running back Bijan Robinson, who in the current era of running backs and the polarization of how they are viewed in NFL circles, maybe that's why, Sean, this is a market we can bet. Philadelphia Eagles are plus 250 to be the team that drafts Bijan Robinson, actually the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting starting point to look at with the Bills number two, Cowboys number three, a guy who's viewed to be more of a later first round pick potentially, but it's a fascinating kind of talking point, at least, you know, the litmus test of how will he determine the rest of the running back market in a draft that has tended to undervalue running backs over the last few years.
You know, it's interesting because this is a really hard question to ask until you find out, are the Eagles going to re-sign Miles Sanders? What are the Cowboys going to do with Tony Pollard? Well, the Bills just used a draft pick last year on James Cook. So, I mean, the teams that are the prohibitive favorite, you know, what do the Falcons really think about Algiers, I think his name?
Tyler Algier, yeah.
Yeah, so from BYU. So, it's a fun, and it's, I get it, because it's truly guessing. And this might be why he's the only one that's offered right now, because these other teams have legitimate free agency concerns as far as like their starting running back this past season. What are they going to do with him? So you probably, it's basically, you know, shot in the dark.
Right. And the rumors are that he could be a potential top 10 pick, depending on if somebody were to fall in love with him and based on the tape that he's put on. And that's where you have the Falcons at 9-1 who pick eighth. If you're watching us online at VSiN.com or YouTube TV, the draft order showing Falcons eighth right now, and they're 9-1 on the board. But I guess I think of the Kansas City draft a few years ago when they had all these great offensive weapons and they draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And if there's that thought of, okay, just because it's not necessarily a need, but we can add a really dynamic player who has really good burst and power from the running back position, we'll go out and take him, even if we're already pretty well solidified at that position or just general skill positions.
It's a luxury pick as well. You know, if you're a team that has a lot of needs, I don't think you can afford to go running back top 10 in the draft, you know, just as good as Saquon Barkley is, like, he still plays running back, you know.
Right.
So no offense to running backs out there, but that's just the reality of the sport and where it's at. So I don't know. Interesting. If you made me choose one of these, I would say
I'm crossing off Kansas City for sure.
I would say Ravens.
Depending
on how they feel about Dobbins' health. Dobbins has been banged up, not
Baltimore
unavailable.
Picks 23rd.
Right, which makes a little more sense. You know, you want to show Lamar that you're doing everything you can to get better around him. You know, you give Todd Monken a new toy.
I get it. Yeah. Philadelphia also picks 10th before their 32nd.
Doesn't Philly have two first-round picks?
Yeah, 10th. They got that from the Saints, C.J. Gardner-Johnson trade, and then 31st. Kansas City picks 32nd.
I don't get how Philly got the Saints pick and Gardner-Johnson.
That is a good question. I don't know.
Like, when I looked at that, I was like, is this backwards? Like, because the Saints sent Gardner Johnson to the Eagles, but the Eagles got the Saints first round pick. And I was looking at, like, I don't remember the Eagles sending the Saints.
Compensation for it? It was not a part of the CJ Gardner Johnson trade. That's why. It was a first round pick swap that's as far as I recall, that's how it went. Yes, because it was part of the pick swap last year. So remember, the Eagles went to 18th, Saints went to 16th, took Olave. And with that, the Eagles got the Saints 2023 first round.
That makes sense.
Gardner Johnson.
That makes sense.
He was not part of that.
Yeah.
Because that would have also not made
By
any
the
sense.
Way, I hope they don't pay any of the Panthers players.
Florida Panthers, you're talking about.
Whatever this game, the percentage of the check that this game they're responsible for.
Okay.
Shouldn't pay him for this game.
Last night, you were on a team in the New Jersey Devils who were down 2-0 with about 5
you,
minutes to
and
go
And I told
in the
you to
period.
Bet the Devils. I'm telling you, I don't think the Panthers have any shot tonight.
I'm not betting it.
I think the Maple Leafs are going to cover their puck line, but I mean, they're getting unlucky. I can't tell you how many times the puck is just sat right there. Goalie's on the ground. Nobody can put the puck in the net.
One of those nights, man.
No, not really. I'm not looking at it like that. Just, I don't trust the Panthers, but I trust the Leafs.
Okay. Carolina Panthers, though.
Yeah.
I look at them at 15-1 and say,
I like Carolina.
I like them too. And you're picking ninth.
Mm-hmm. Aho's a really elite player.
You've done so much to bolster your defense is really, really good. That's a top 10 overall unit.
Yeah. Goalie's pitching a shutout tonight.
That's definitely related to the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. Hey, they just played hockey. They had the outdoor series. I knew you would tie that together. And you just invested in
wasn't
in
it Bank of America
line.
Field?
Yeah.
That's where they played it.
Yeah, they did. For it was. They had
that'd be a dope place games. To watch a hockey game because they have like those new like field level suites that they just put in the stadium.
A fun place.
Yeah. Anyway. Are you a Panthers guy? You think Frank Wright was the right hire?
So that's where I'm a little. It's hard for me to get there right now in Carolina because I and so many people were pro Reich, and then it became apparent that he lost the fastball, was unable to develop the offensive line the way it should have been in Indianapolis given the personnel. And look, do I think 15-1, Bijan Robinson? That would be the only one I'd look at. I don't bet any of these.
My thing is they got Donta Foreman end of the year playing so well. And then they spent, I think it was a third or fourth on Chuba Hubbard 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Just looking at the history of Reich, though, as a coach who wants that dominant
Jonathan
type running back, getting Jonathan Taylor, if he looks at it and is wowed, is that a guy who sits there at pick number at pick number nine and says, it's worth the investment even so high?
So I think because they don't have a quarterback, it's going to be very difficult for them to pass on Will Levis or Anthony Richardson.
So you're just discounting the Sam Darnold thing from you don't think there's any way Carolina looks at what he did at the end of the year.
I don't think they can sell that to their fan base.
I don't think you're wrong. It's just
even if they say we're going to take Anthony Richardson and play Sam Darnold and give him a year to learn, they have to go one of those quarterbacks if they're there at nine.
Mm-hmm. It's just for the first time, Darnold finally in like a pseudo healthy environment. Not only his literal like his health, but just the team he was around, the situation, which is weird to say about a team that had an interim coach, but he looked comfortable. He finally had an offensive line that could protect him. His numbers, super small sample size, but he had the best completion percentage over expectation of any quarterback final five games of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I would say that's worthy of letting the guy
if you were a coach
contract.
For the Panthers, would you want your job security? Because he just got a whole staff fired. Remember, they brought him in to replace Bridgewater. And then they had to bring Baker in to replace him.
I understand that. You have a little bit of, when you're just hired, if you're Frank Reich, there's a little more leniency.
It's unbelievable how I'm getting goalied in this game.
Every time I say the word Carolina Panther, then the Florida Panthers
I'm getting goalied, man. It's unbelievable.
I don't know what
Florida's
to tell
had
you,
at least four isolation breakaways, and Anderson is just, he's the brick. Well, look at this.
he just went double pad stack.
Oh, gosh.
I was going to look up at the shots.
This is really
sad. Shots here tonight. Sabres have Craig Anderson, perfect 23 of 23, and Sergei Bobrovsky has seen six fewer shots tonight. Double pad stack. Get the puppies up in the air.
It worked.
So anyway, Bijan Robinson, Panthers. Could I see that? Yes. 15-1.
I think Ravens more likely.
No way. 10-1 is what Sean's looking at for a hypothetical bet. But it is now available if you wanted to bet that. At least DraftKings offering that prop as of right now. All right, when we come back, final segment, we will conclude our thoughts on the games in progress right now. Take a look at some other news and notes around the NFL.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Basketball fans can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first basket score prop bet on any NBA game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in bonus bets. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Then wager on any player to score the first basket in any NBA game. If your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in bonus bets. Turn game time into showtime with BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. We've made it, Sean. Final segment.
We have.
Final segment of the week. It started with Sean waking up at 2 a.m.
I've enjoyed rocking out with you,
man. Yeah, dude, it's been a blast.
Did you get an update in your Knicks game?
I did, yes. The Knicks, who I was looking at there, catching 7.5 in-game in the first half, down by 14, have got it back to within 2. And this has basically been a one-possession game now. The majority of the third quarter got it to within 4 at the half. So Wizards 88, Knicks 86. And as of now, again, they still have a whole quarter to go, Sean, but it feels like it was a well-timed, thought-out process on the looking at the in-game wager. If we're talking about game flow and everything, but Knicks have gotten back into it. Julius Randle tonight, 38 points, 14 of 23 from the field in 29 minutes.
Could still be a Laker.
I
will say this. Cavs not handling the back-to-back well. They gave up 81 in the first half. I'm not a math genius, but that's on pace for 162. It's a lot.
That is. 81-57. I always love looking at these box scores where it's like somebody who barely plays and has a horrific plus-minus. Caris LeVert, minus 16 in 7 minutes.
Wow.
How do you even do that? How is that even possible? The big, and it really hasn't been one player, but Trae Young has been good tonight, 18 points in 14 minutes in the first half.
I think four or five guys in double digits.
Very
you knew they were
going to
play their best
so
game.
Far.
Well, it was Nate's fault. It was Coach McMillan. Come on.
That angle, first game post coach firing.
And Cavs on a back-to-back. We probably missed that one.
I guess that's what happens when you're a 29-30 team, Atlanta, and you are so untrustworthy. But you are right. As you said that, as it left your mouth, I was like,
we missed
he was
that
totally
one.
Right.
Yeah, we missed it. That's okay.
We don't, there's a lot of games. We don't hit them all.
I don't want any bad karma because I need miracles in hockey. So
that's fair.
Pure miracles.
We'll get those.
Yeah.
They always
not necessarily in the Leafs game, but I need a miracle in the
in
Panthers
some other
game.
Ones. The Milwaukee Bucks 73, Miami Heat 56 at halftime. In a game where Giannis Antetokounmpo came back from injury, and very surprisingly tonight, he only played the first 6 minutes of the game.
When's the last time a team scored 200 points in an NBA game? Has that happened?
That is what my Google search is for.
Okay.
NBA, I mean.
Because I feel like
we have
some of these teams feel like they're on
I don't
pace.
Think it's ever happened. Okay. No, it has. It has never happened. Detroit in 1983 got to 186 against Denver.
Ooh.
186, 184. I think that game went over.
And Atlanta's on pace for 182.
162.
I mean 162, yeah, I'm
so
sure.
You got like 38 yeah. points to.
Yeah. Small middle.
Small middle.
Small middle.
Sean's looking for in-game team totals. Yeah, give me under. Give me over 150.
Over 162, under 186.
180.
Yeah, it's a small middle.
We'll go with it that way. So those are all basically the main games in progress right now with the Hornets on top of the Timberwolves by 7 early second quarter. And you look at how that game went off. Wolves were laying 7. So that's if you liked Minnesota. Pregame wanted to get a better number. Well, now, I mean, you're only laying 2.5 there, but that's Timberwolves. You kind of throw into that Atlanta bucket of, for as much as Atlanta is much more talented, still, those are similar teams in the way they look good one night, look like they have no idea what they're doing the next night. So not the one that I would jump in on. Actually, Timberwolves now down by 10 at home. And then the Bulls are just destroying the Nets right now. 41-22. DeMar DeRozan did come back into the lineup tonight for Chicago. 12.5 point live favorites. This was a game that went off Bulls minus 2 tonight, but the Nets, they didn't show up.
My boy Cam Thomas.
You were really high on him last night.
He's not doing much tonight, it doesn't look like. Yeah.
Not doing much, at least.
It's hard to have a
so
great
far.
Game when the team total is 22 right now.
I would say so.
7 minutes left in the second.
He has 2 points off the bench in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
That's about it. Spencer Dinwiddie comes in. Everybody was very complimentary of what his addition would mean. No points in 10 minutes, 0 for 3 from the field, minus
What's ironic
12.
Is if the playoffs started right now, Brooklyn's in.
Yeah, and they will.
Yeah, they're
fifth
seed.
They will be in.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering, talking the other day about where Philadelphia is at, would they dare try to play themselves into that 4-5 if they felt like they could at least match up physically with Boston in a second round and they could get Brooklyn? And would then avoid a potential, like a Miami team who, as much as it looks ugly right now, it's a Miami team you just know.
Right.
You just know is going to be a total pain.
It's
and
eight
you know
teams
what.
That get into the the playoffs?
It's 6 who avoid the play-in tournament. And then you have 4 that go into the play-in. So 8 teams ultimately are in. But
right.
7 through 10 go into the play-in tournament. Could the Knicks hang on to the 6? That's the other big. Could Brooklyn and the Knicks each hang on to those top 6? Slots and will the Quinn Snyder? It sounds like it's going to be Quinn Snyder.
Oh, you got to bet Atlanta, right? Atlanta to win it all.
I mean, I don't know about that. But do you believe it? An Atlanta team that's a game below 500
no.
get Snyder. They went 27-11 with Nate McMillan when he was brought in midseason a couple of years ago. Did they get hot and find themselves? Because it's only it's only a few games that they're back of at least getting into that top 6 seeding. 150-1 if you're interested. By the way.
Yeah.
And a big old long bomb.
I'll book it.
Okay. You let me know how that goes for you. That, at least from the Eastern Conference, that's an interesting perspective to think about. The other game that is coming up in a little bit, this is just after 10 p.m. on the East Coast, and the big night game on ESPN. Unfortunately, no Shai Gilgeous-Alexander tonight. Remains
Ooh,
out
the
with, the,
oh,
with,
the
with the Thunder. He was just downgraded to out about 15 minutes ago. So this line is now on the move if you're looking to get in on some late-night NBA action. And that is now 9.5 across the board. Even with Phoenix still without Kevin Durant, he's back at practice this week, expected to come back soon. But, yeah, now you get a kind of a trendy OKC team. A lot of the numbers guys love the Thunder, but without SGA, that's tough. And he was, he wasn't expected to be in. It was 8 at open. We're now up to 9.5. So you want to really take a stab, Sean? You'd have to be searching at that point.
You think the Suns are for real?
I would.
2 years ago, they looked like the next team in the West. Like 2 years ago, they looked like okay, they're coming. Like they're legit. They're coming. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be here. They got Booker. They got Ayton. Like they got the role players. And last year, they kind of fizzled. Then they have the rocky offseason on the court, the ownership. You know, got a new owner. The first thing
At
he does
Ishbia
is
now,
says that I'm bringing Isaiah Thomas in to have a prominent voice in the organization. I mean, because right. he's done so good in the past, with these positions.
Yeah.
Are they for real? I mean, can I believe in them? I like Monty Williams. I love Devin Booker. I kind of like KD sometimes. I feel like Ayton's a good player, but kind of a fish out of water in some ways. You know, he's way more from a skill standpoint than just a role player. But, like, for them to be their best, I feel like he needs to be a role player kind of, you know. And for them, are they for real?
You have to consider Phoenix a legitimate finals candidate when they have Kevin Durant now able to come into the fold, extend plays with his three-point shooting, spread the floor for other stars like a Devin Booker who needs space to operate well, and allow a post player like DeAndre Ayton the room to operate without guys just clamping on his back and not having to respect the three-point shooting. You have to consider Phoenix a legitimate threat.
Okay.
But health is always the question mark. How many games has Chris Paul missed in his playoff career? How many games has Kevin Durant failed to be healthy for down the stretch in his playoff career?
All facts.
It's why at the second favorite, everything on paper and the way that team will look when they're all fully healthy, it looks really, really strong. I wouldn't be surprised if they're in the NBA Finals. I don't want to bet that, though, at plus 425 to win it all. I just don't. But you can't say they're not for real.
Right.
But that's why the number is priced the way it is.
True.
If you're making me pick a finals matchup right now, I would go Suns-Bucks. Rematch.
Ooh.
If you could guarantee me that
Chris Middleton is going to be healthy, I'd take the Bucks over the Celtics. Have you seen him?
He's getting there.
Oh, I've been hearing that for 2 years. He's getting there.
He's getting there, Sean. I promise you. He's getting there.
They have to have him.
Patience is a virtue. Yes, it's the reason why they lost to Boston in last year's Eastern Conference Finals. They have to have him. Anyway.
True.
This has been a blast, man.
Yeah, man. Enjoyed the last 2 days.
I have enjoyed it. With Sean King. You're back with Tim Murray on Monday. Thanks to our producer, Britton Hess. We have a VSiN live bet tonight. Coming up next, Wes Reynolds is back. And Will Hill. He gets to do the show with Will Hill. I'll be with Will Hill tomorrow morning. I get to wake up bright and early with Michael Lombardi. Lombardi line tomorrow morning. 10 a.m. Eastern. That means 7 a.m. for us plebeians here on the West Coast having to get up early. So, for Sean King, for Britton Hess, our producer, I'm Ben Wilson, saying good luck on your bets rest of the weekend. Good night from us here on VSiN Primetime.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility